Masechet Zevachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk about a case of a dead bird that is a terefa. A terefa is an animal or a bird that had a defect internally that would have killed it. So we'll talk about all of this in the context of tum'ah transmission. This type of animal, because it's a terefa, is not allowed to be offered as a korban, even if the slaughter happened properly. So we'll mention that when it comes to melika. Mishnah says, malak v'nimsa terefa. A kohen did melika on the bird, but then it was found afterwards to have a life-threatening defect. It's a terefa, and it's an invalid korban. It always was an invalid korban. Rabbi Meir omer, ena metamea bebet habeli'ah. Says Rabbi Meir, it does not transmit tum'ah by eating it, even though melika did not make the bird fit to be eaten on the mizbeach, it did prevent the bird from transmitting tum'ah. What we're saying here is the melika has some effect, even though the bird wasn't okay to be offered on the mizbeach. The melika did some sort of proper shechita in some capacity that it prevented the bird from becoming a terefa, and now it doesn't transmit tum'ah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says it does transmit tum'ah when it's eaten. The melika is meaningless. The animal is a terefa. A terefa, melika doesn't do anything to it in terms of a kosher shechita. It's not considered to be slaughtered at all. And therefore, it's a terefa. And that terefa does transmit tum'ah. Rabbi Meir is going to try and disprove the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, if the case of an animal terefa, which has a higher level of tum'ah, that even through touching and carrying it, you transmit tum'ah, shechitata mitaheret et terefa, terefata mitum'ata. Shechita prevents the terefa from transmitting tum'ah. So the shechita works to prevent it from becoming a nevela, and that's a super high level of tum'ah. Nivlat ha'of she'ena metame'a b'maga u'masa. En odin she'tehe she'chitata metaheret et terefata metum'ata. When in the case of a bird nevela, which is a lower level of tum'ah, and because it doesn't transmit tum'ah by masa u'mata, by maga u'masa, by touching it or carrying it, but only through beta belia, only through eating it. So shouldn't we say that the she'chita as well over there prevents the terefa from transmitting tum'ah? Shechita works with the terefa animal, which is a stronger tum'ah. So kal vachomer, how much more so should it work to prevent a terefa bird from transmitting the weaker type of tum'ah? So all of that makes sense. Rabbi Meir establishes that when it comes to shechita of a regular bird, that it would prevent that bird from transmitting tum'ah as a terefa. The question becomes, could we now extend that to when melika is done on a bird that is a terefa? Mamatzinu b'shechitata shehi machsharta ba'achila. Just like we found that shechita of a regular bird makes it permitted for eating, umetaheret et terefata mitum'ata, and also prevents a regular bird from becoming a terefa, that's a terefa from transmitting tum'ah. Af melikata, melikata, shehi machsharta ba'achila. The same thing for melika, a bird offering, which normally makes it permitted for offering, tetahed et terefata mitumata. It should also prevent the bird offering that's a terefa from transmitting tum'ah. Since melika is very similar to shechita, it permits a dead bird to be eaten. So then, just like shechita prevents a terefa from transmitting tum'ah, melika should also prevent that dead bird from transmitting tum'ah. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him, and he says that shechita and melika both do not prevent a bird terefa from transmitting tum'ah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in both cases, when they're eaten, they transmit the tum'ah, their terefa, and the shechita and the melika would not prevent it. So now we'll present another opinion that is adding to the mix. So we have Rabbi Meir, we just stated Rabbi Yehuda, now we'll add Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yose omer, daya kinivlat behema, says Rabbi Yose, it's enough for the carcass of the bird to to be like the carcass of an animal. What Rabbi Yose is saying here is the first step of Rabbi Meir's argument tells us that the terefa bird has the same law as a terefa animal of Hulin. Just like the shechita prevents a terefa animal from transmitting Tumah, so the shechita prevents a terefa bird from transmitting Tumah. But the argument can't be used to extend the law of a terefa bird beyond the law of a terefa animal. It only teaches us that a terefa bird is the same as a terefa animal. So therefore, just like a terefa animal, only shechita itself purifies the animal from becoming a nevela, but melika doesn't on an animal. So therefore, what Rabbi Yose is saying over here is therefore shechitata mitaharata avalo melikata. So therefore, he says, the cases have to be analogous. If we're comparing an animal which gets purified through shechita, you could tell me also a bird gets purified through shechita. But you can't then extend that case to melika. If a terefa bird of Hulin has shechita, the shechita does prevent the transmission of tumah. But if a terefa bird has melika, the melika would not prevent the transmission of tumah, because we have no way to compare that. The animal, there's no melika there. So therefore, I cannot learn out melika when it comes to the bird.